It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's been 12 years since the terrorist attacks of 9/11. Many of the responders who worked at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville still suffer from the physical and emotional effects of that day. In July of 2011, the WTC Health Program, run by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health under the CDC, began offering PTSD counseling for responders. On May 1st of this year, Flight 93 and Pentagon responders were offered this counseling. Here to tell us more about the program and how people who qualify can get help is Lori Breyer, Manager of Communications and Outreach for the WTC Health Program. Lori Breyer, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
What is the WTC Health Program?
The World Trade Center Health Program was created by the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act of 2010, and it provides medical monitoring, which is basically an annual health screening, as well as treatment and prescription benefits for responders at the World Trade Center site, at the Pentagon, and at the Shanksville crash site.
So there's some significant help available for these responders who are suffering from PTSD.
There is. The program opened up to Pentagon and Shanksville responders on May 1st, 2011. And as you mentioned, we've been trying to get the word out. In July, we held two town hall meetings in the Shanksville area. And just to let people know that what the program offers, if people aren't feeling sick and they don't have any conditions, they can still come in as responders for annual monitoring and screening of multiple conditions, including PTSD. Or if they are having symptoms, maybe for the last 11 or 12 years, they've been seeing a personal physician, or maybe they've been denying some of their mental health conditions, or maybe they've been self-treating themselves for a condition, to let them know that if they enroll in the program, they're determined to be eligible, then the program will get them into treatment physicians, and we will pay all the costs related to that treatment for that condition. So it does include mental health conditions like PTSD, anxiety, depression, substance abuse, and it also covers airway diseases and digestive disorders such as asthma, chronic sinus problems, RADS, COPD, GERD, or also known as acid reflux to a lot of people. And there's also over 50 cancers that are covered. So there are a lot of, we don't cover everything, but there are a lot of covered conditions if somebody was a responder and they're eligible for this program.
Responders in New York City have been offered this type of help since July of 2011, yet it wasn't made available to responders at the Pentagon or Flight 93 site until this year, 2 years later. Why did it take so long?
When the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act was passed in 2010, it was signed into law January 2nd, and as you mentioned, it became effective July 1st, 2011, the law clearly defined eligibility for responders in the New York City area. However, it left it up to the administrator of the World Trade Center Health Program to determine how we would define eligibility for Pentagon and Shanksville responders. So there was some research that had to be done looking at what kind of activities were happening at both the sites in Pentagon and Shanksville, who would have responded, how long the cleanup efforts lasted, what type of exposures there might have been, and then it had to go through rulemaking, which means that we published it in the Federal Register, we provided for public comment on the proposed rulemaking, and then it had to go effective, which happened May 1st of 2013. And so it was really just the way the law was created and how it defined eligibility for the New York City group and left the determination for eligibility to be determined by the World Trade Center Health Program for the other two groups.
Turnout to learn about the program was very low in this area. There were very few people who were responding on 9/11 at the Flight 93 site who took advantage of this. Why do you think that is?
I really don't want to speculate on some of the reasons why people may not apply to the program. It may be that they just don't know about the program. And so that's really what my job is to try to get out there and let people know, here's what the World Trade Center Health Program is. Here are the benefits that we can provide you if you're eligible for this treatment, and then let them make a decision on whether they believe they should enroll in the program or not. We are hoping, we did get a lot of good media stories out of some of our outreach efforts, and I'm hoping that we get a lot of good word of mouth from the people who did attend the town hall meetings. It was limited. I think we had four people that showed up, but we have seven applications as of this morning.
Right. Well, four people.
Yeah.
And in New York, you had tens of thousands. Could part of it be that people may be suffering? I mean, this is 10 years later now. I mean, could it be that they are suffering some effects, traumatic effects or PTSD, and just not know it?
That could be possible, which is why we would encourage anybody, whether they think that they have a symptom or not, to learn more about the program. And as a responder, even if you don't think you have any kind of symptoms that are presenting either physical or mental, that you should enroll in the program and go through the screening process. And, you know, hopefully some of that might present itself in the screening. And then if it does, you know, we can work to get people treatment. You know, I think you're right that people may not realize depression, or they may not realize that their trouble sleeping or that their anxiety is caused by their response to the 9/11 attacks. But again, even if they don't think they have a symptom, I would definitely encourage people to apply. And I'm hoping that by getting that message out to as many people as we can, that people will come and learn about the program, enroll, and at least go through the initial screening. And, you know, worst case scenario, every year they'll get an annual screening free of charge to them.
And so what do the Flight 93 responders, maybe somebody's listening to this program who was out in that field on 9/11, 12 years ago today, what do they have to do to take part in the PTSD counseling being offered by the program?
Well, the first thing they would have to do is apply to the program. They can get a copy of the application by going to our website, which is www.cdc.gov/WTC, or by calling our toll-free number at 1-888-982-4748 and asking for a copy of the application. And when they get the application, it basically is going to ask them some demographic information, name, address. It's going to ask them what type of activity they did on 9/11 or the weeks preceding 9/11. It'll ask them to provide any kind of supporting documentation they may have, a paycheck from an employer at the time, if they were in a news story, if they got a letter of accommodation, to include that with the application.
And you just gave us a lot of information, and I want to mention that we'll have links on our website. We are out of time, but I want to thank you, Lori Breyer, Manager of Communications and Outreach for the World Trade Center Health Program. Thank you so much for being with us on this 9/11 anniversary on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, and I appreciate you putting that information up and getting the word out.
Our pleasure. And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.